In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children.
Q-Code presents Classified, starring Wyatt Russell, created by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg.
All right, folks, this is what it's all been building to, right here, right now. So anyway, what do you say? Let's get this party started, huh? Here we go. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Wow. That is a burning man. That guy's actually on fire. Like, his whole body is on fire. That was part of the plan. Oh my God. Somebody needs to help this guy. Can somebody get, like, some water? Throw some water? Like, it's, he doesn't need to burn. Okay. Someone's coming to help him. Oh God. Thank God. It's Carol. It's sweet Klepto Carol. She's the best. Carol's the best. She's such. Oh. Okay, she just smashed a chair over the Burning Man's head. Now he's knocked out and on fire, and she's taking his shoes off? But she's and now she's on fire. Now she's on fire, too. Okay, all right. This is like, wow. I know what you're thinking, okay? I know what you're thinking. This all sounds completely, absolutely insane, and you're right, it is. This is full-on insane. That's honestly what we were going for. We wanted to overflow the nut house with all the nut that you can handle, and that's happening right now. Damn. Oh, God. I am so sorry I skipped ahead, didn't I? I went straight to the climax. There was no foreplay. There was no lead-up. There was no explanation. There was no context. You're probably wondering how we even got this far into the escape, which is an important piece of the puzzle, so we got to go back. I'm sorry. Let's rewind about 32 minutes.
Ivan, it's 6:20.
Yeah, so what?
So something should be happening.
Eli, what part of don't eat the spaghetti do you not understand?
I'm hungry.
I don't care. Okay, don't eat the spaghetti. Put the fork down.
I don't like this. Nothing's happening.
Okay, well, what do you want me to do?
Who are you talking to?
Not now, Eli. Just don't eat the spaghetti.
Someone's sliding off the rails here. You should really get that old brain noodle looked at.
It's 6:21. You sure you crushed up the purple pills?
Yes, I'm sure. You were standing right next to me in the kitchen the whole time.
I was standing next to you watching the door.
I crushed up all the pills that we stole, and I put them in the food just like we planned. That's what I did.
The purple ones.
I think so, yeah.
You think so?
I think. Well, now I'm starting to doubt myself because you're yelling and getting angry, and it's making
Ivan,
me nervous.
Were the pills purple or blue?
They were one of the two. They're similar colors, but I'm
purple,
you know.
Can cause paranoia, hallucinations, and aggression, which is what we need. Blue are sedatives. Everyone will be asleep in the next 15 minutes, and they're looking pretty docile, if I'm going to be honest, so I need to know which pills you mixed into the food.
I'd say, a strong 87% sure that it was purple. And if we're being technical, they're more of like a periwinkle, wouldn't you say?
87%, man, you had one job.
One job? I have like 100 jobs, okay? Give me some credit, okay? I'm wearing a lot of hats, and I'd appreciate it if Eli. Eli.
Son of
Eli, did you just eat that spaghetti?
Uh-uh.
Then why? Oh God, why is your face covered in sauce? Huh?
I don't know.
Your mouth is full and you ate the spaghetti. Oh my God. Eli, spit it out. Spit it. Eli, you have to spit it out. Do you have any idea what you've just done? Do you know what you've just done?
I was malnourished, and spaghetti is my favorite food group there is.
We need to get that code out of him before his mind goes bye-bye.
Yeah, I know. Eli, I need the code for the door right now.
Well, we seem to have found ourselves in a metaphysical quandary here.
Well, this plan's going to hell.
Yep. I'd say it's roughly 100% screwed. Someone owes me an apology, huh? I want to hear you say sorry.
How much did you put in?
All of it. I put in all of it. Everything.
All right. Okay. All right. You did something right. Okay.
Oh, look.
Sorry.
Look, there she is. It's Klepto Curl.
Who's Klepto Curl?
Everybody knows Klepto Curl.
Hey, she stole my shoelaces.
All right. That's Klepto Curl.
Shift change in just under 40, but I give it 15 to 20 before this stuff hits Eli hard. We need to double time it with the key card, okay?
Okay. All right. I'm on it.
All right.
I wonder how Penny and Stringer are doing.
Hello? Anyone in here? Okay, then. Normally when someone says they are going to destroy a toilet, they are referring to something other than what I am about to do. I'm in a new phase of my life right now. A non-violent, non-rage-filled phase. So I take no pleasure in any of this. But believe it or not, we are both part of Ivan and Odessa's beautiful and epic love story. Like the motion picture Titanic. And I guess I am kind of like Celine Dion in this situation. And you're kind of like the iceberg.
Okay, you're probably wondering why a grown man is beating the living piss out of a toilet. No pun. A little bit of a pun. It was a good pun. But it goes back to plausible deniability, okay? We had to keep this whole thing very, very, very hush-hush. So remember the other day when the team was planning over Monopoly? At which point, Stringer will make his way to Waterworks Utility, okay, right here, at around 6:15, a.k.a. the third level bathroom, while me and Eli remain on St. Charles Place, a.k.a. the dining room, okay?
I believe I owe you $150.
Stringer, we're not actually playing the game, okay? Just keep your... You don't even need the money. We don't need the money. We don't need the pieces. We don't need anything. We just need the board because I'm using the board as a metaphor. Just look, all you need to do is make sure to wreak havoc on those porcelain bastards. You got it? You got to clog them. You got to kick them. You got to break them with your teeth or your face or whatever it takes, because what we need is a massive historical biblical flood, my very large friend.
Here's a flood!
Whoa, man. Hey, buddy. Everything okay in there?
Bad food.
Been there, done that. I'll go get one of the nurses.
No! No! Don't do that. I, prefer to handle this on my own.
Totally get it, man. What happens in there is between you and God. I can wait out here if it helps. Keep talking to you until it's over.
I prefer solitude.
Sure, man. Sure. You got this, old brother. Best of luck.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. Holy moly! That is a lot of water.
You bet your sweet ass it is. Operation Waterworks Utility, check.
Dr. Bill, we've got a huge problem. Patients are bouncing off the walls.
I don't get a damn minute without something going wrong in this place.
Hello? Anyone in here? So this is where you sit when you plot and scheme and make our lives miserable, you psycho. Hi. This is Dr. Bell.
Hi, this is Dr. Bell. My name is Dr. Bell.
Wow, that was unbelievably impressive. She wasn't kidding. That is a perfect impression. So we call this little doozy in our plan Operation Shortline Railroad.
So while Stringer makes a filthy mess of the upstairs communal bathroom and me and Eli wait patiently for the spaghetti drugs to kick in, Penny will be waiting outside Dr. Bell's office, a.k.a. Shortline Railroad, and when she leaves...
I know. I slip in, make a few calls, set some wheels in motion.
Do you really think you'd make your voice sound like hers?
Do you really think you can flood a bathroom without getting caught?
I've done it before, but it was accidental. A Chili's restaurant in Germany. August 2006.
This is Dr. Bell. This is Dr. Bell.
Bell. This is Dr. Bell. Bell. Bell.
Checkpoint. This is Wilkins.
This is Dr. Bell. I have a new patient transfer in the next 15. Stringer, Alvin.
Got you. Standing by.
One down, one to go.
Overwatch.
It's Dr. Bell. We're running a security test for the next half hour. Our system's going a little haywire, so just ignore anything that comes through. Is this going to be a problem?
No, ma'am. No problem at all.
You know, I could get used to this. Nice comfy office, cozy chair. Being a complete ass to people.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Back where we started. Sorry for going a little non-linear on you guys. My brain's a little ADD sometimes. Alright, time to act drugged, go in for the hug, and get the key card. I hope this works.
Hey, Jimbo, don't catch Jimbo. Look at me. I just want to hug.
Ivan, don't you touch me!
Oh, that feels nice. That feels nice. Doesn't it feel nice, man?
Get the hell off me!
That just feels so nice.
Ow! Breaking into the nurse's station! Hold him back!
Ivan, did you get the key card?
Oh, did I ever. And I got a hug out of him, too. It's pretty good. How's Eli? How's he doing?
Well, you know, he's Eli.
There's 217 cracks in the ceiling. That's three more since yesterday, and my legs feel real funny with all the tingles and all. So who do you keep talking to?
Yep, still Eli. That's good. Okay, let's get you up, let's go.
We need to hurry. He's gonna lose more of his mind pretty soon.
There we go, Eli. Okay, let's walk. Eli, come on, let's walk. Get on your feet and let's go.
Hold you.
Is that patient on fire?
Carol, get off of him.
I want this damn place locked down. All teams spun up, full security protocols in place. I'll notify the other stations.
Dr. Bell, we have a huge problem.
I am dealing with a huge problem.
No, another huge problem. You need to come with me right now.
This day just keeps getting better. Benny, listen to me. Listen to me. I want these patients restrained and in their rooms immediately. I don't care how you do it. Just get it done.
Yes, ma'am. All right, team. Zap them and zip them. Backup is on the way.
Where are Penny and Stringer?
I don't know. They should have been here by now.
Well, we need to keep moving.
We can't just leave them.
Well, we might have to. The window for getting out of this place is closing quickly.
Well, when did you guys get here? Whose car is this?
It's an elevator, Eli. No, we're losing him.
There's Penny.
Hey, fellas. You guys going down?
Yep. Just waiting on one more.
What happened to him?
He ate the spaghetti. That's what happened to him.
Is that going to be a problem for us? Can he still get the code?
Yes, definitely.
Wow, super convincing.
I have successfully created a large deluge. It was horrible. I felt rage in my blood.
I'm glad it went so well. Okay, what do you say we all get out of here, huh?
You got the key card?
Yep, right here, in the old prison purse.
Ugh.
You're still wearing your patient clothing.
How does everyone feel about getting out of these awful pajamas?
My lips feel like rubber.
I know, buddy, I know. I'm right here. You're gonna be okay, all right?
Damn. Look at us. It's like we work here now.
Yeah. God, these guard uniforms are quite the fashion statement. Now, this part of the plan was all my idea. It's a humble brag.
Hose off the valve! Just close it off! Come on!
How the hell did this happen?
Bathroom above us flooded. Leaked down into our systems. We're completely down.
In all the years I've been here, do you know how many leaks we've had? None. Get these monitors back online.
Yes, ma'am. Everyone clear out. Get us back up.
System is coming online.
Where's picture?
One sec.
Camera 3A, pull that up.
Why are there four guards heading down in the elevator?
Those aren't guards. Those are patients. Ivan. I want the entire institute locked down, all stations code black.
Level zero.
I have no need for this thing.
Get in the wheelchair, Stringer.
I can walk just fine.
Yeah, I know you can, okay? But you are our outpatient transfer, so it has to look real.
I said I can walk.
Ugh, God, it'll be more convincing this way. Just get in the wheelchair. You're acting. You're selling it.
I cannot act.
Lots of chatter sounds in my ears. Lots of radio waves. Angry people. Code black. Jesus lock Christ. It down.
We need to speed this up before we lose Eli.
Yeah, agreed.
Were you just talking to yourself?
Yeah, I was having a conversation with myself. I'm trying to figure some shit out in my head, okay? We gotta move. Stringer, get in the wheelchair.
No.
Why did you even bring him?
Just put Eli in the damn chair.
God. Okay, good. Eli. Hey, buddy, you want to go for a little ride? Huh?
Keep your fingers and your toes and knees and nose inside the bus at all times.
This does not seem like a man who is capable of intercepting a code.
Well, we don't have a plan B, so...
I can see that.
Ivan, stay the course. We're close. We just need to get through this checkpoint. You've got this.
Oh, thanks, Tips. Thanks for the pep talk.
I see the door.
Okay, here we go. Guys, let's get it together. We're all guards. Remember? Okay, so let's act like it.
I am not a real guard.
Shut up and act like a guard.
The guards have guns.
Shh.
Can we help you?
Hi, how's it going? Good to see you. Patient transfer, Stringer, Alvin.
Psst. You guys look dense. And very wavy.
You want me to authenticate Dr. Bell's code over here?
Yep, we're gonna go authenticate it right now. Thank you.
Hey, Eli, I need the code.
Blueberries and jam, no eggs, please.
Get the code, Ivan.
Shut up. I just let him take the Eli. Please. Please, buddy. Come on. You got this.
There a problem?
Nope, we're just,
Ivan.
Yeah, I know. Stop it. I got it. I know.
Have I seen you guys before?
We're new here.
My tongue feels numb. I ate the spaghetti drugs. Sounds like a police car siren.
The hell's he saying?
He just rambles on. You know what I mean.
Why haven't you input the code?
I forgot. Just the code today. I went blanked. I'm blanking.
Forgot it?
Yeah, I forgot it. I forgot. It's one of those days. You know what I mean?
Hands!
Back against the wall. Move!
Move!
You heard him, move!
Now, wait, hold on! Stop, man, this is a misunderstanding, okay? We're transferring this patient on Dr. Bell's orders.
Did we escape already? Because I got really hungry and my head hurts and I need to go to the bathroom soon.
Oh, God!
Did he say escape?
No, we're guards. We're on the same team here, man. Why would I try to escape? Oh, God, great timing.
All of you, get down on the ground!
Sorry, can't do that. Penny, I'll take the two on the left.
Ivan, look out!
Again!
Oh, Penny. Holy shit, you saved my ass back there. That knife? Your knife skills are unbelievable. You got right in the eye.
Lucky throw.
Wow. I love your work. I mean, you are really great. Huge fan.
And thanks, Stringer, for standing there doing nothing when that guy was trying to break my neck.
I am a pacifist. We have discussed this many times.
Ivan, we need to get this door open.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Eli... Okay, I need you to focus. I need the code. Okay, look at me. Eli, look. Look, Eli, please, I need you to listen to the signals in your head. Those numbers, there's a 5 or 6 digit number in your head floating around somewhere. It's Dr. Bell's code. Do you remember?
Ivan?
Yes, yeah, it's me.
When did you get wings and green skin?
Oh, God, I didn't. You're just on a shitload of drugs right now, like a Keith Richards amount of drugs, but I need you to focus, okay? Listen to those frequencies, all that stuff that's in your head, man. Come on, I need you to ride those cosmic waves or whatever you're always telling me about. Just come on.
7-9-9-7-9.
Yes. Okay, Penny, you got this?
I got it.
All right, 7 or 9. Eli, that's only 2 numbers. There's got to be more.
257.
Didn't work.
92494.
Ah, shit. We need the code. We need the code right now, buddy.
Okay, I got it. 73967.
It's open!
Oh my God! Holy shit! Yeah. It worked!
There would be 4 guards on the other side of the door, and down the hall there would be a guard station with 12 more heavily armed men.
Now we're gonna have more company when we go through.
At least we have guns and flashbangs. Lots of flashbangs.
I will not hold a weapon.
And then just try not to get shot. Wow, it's been a while since I used one of these.
Just like riding a bike.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike that kills people. All right, Penny, on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Okay, go.
Guards are down.
Stringer, wheelchair duty. Penny, you're with me.
Guard station up on the left. You've got to take them out before they're alerted.
Penny, guard station on the left. I'll open the door. You flashbang, I'll shoot. How's that sound?
For once, let's try using our words.
Anyone mind if I just shoot him and get it over with? I still don't get why he's here.
Yeah, why is he here? It's a great question.
We'll need him eventually.
Hey, I think I remembered the code.
We already got the code, Eli. We already did that. Okay, Penny, on three. Ready? 1, 2.
There. I have successfully de-escalated this fight by using a zip tie from one of the incapacitated guards to secure the door shut. Now no one needs to get shot or hurt. We have prevented violence here today.
Hey, open the door. Open it up right
now.
Ivan, this way.
Someone push Eli.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Okay, we have a fork in the road. Left, middle, or right?
Isn't a fork in the road usually 2 options?
No, a fork has 3 prongs. So?
Oh, God.
Ivan.
One second. Hold on. Just figuring something out.
We don't have a sec.
I think we should go right.
Now's not the time to get us lost.
Who are you talking to?
I think we should go right.
Okay, well, how certain are you?
Ivan, who the hell are you talking to?
I'm talking to my man, okay? On the inside. I'm talking to my man on the inside, okay? Yes.
Wait. Your man on the inside is...
A man inside my head, yes. That's who he is. I'll explain it later.
Are you kidding me? You're following a damn voice in your head and I'm following you? Oh my God. What was I thinking?
Hey, Penny, calm down. It's not a voice in my head, okay? He's standing right next to me.
Oh, great. That's much better. So now you're delusional.
Ivan, stop telling her things.
Who cares? Who cares, man? It doesn't matter. We're past secrets. They deserve to know. So, yeah, what? What's the big deal? There's an imaginary friend in my head. No big deal.
I can't believe this. I mean, you seem normal, relatively speaking.
Do I seem normal, relatively speaking?
No.
We need to get moving. I just remembered. It's a left, okay? We should go left here.
Now it's left?
Yes, definitely left.
I feel like I've made some really poor life choices to have ended up here.
This is the first thing we can both agree on. I am also doubting my life choices. But I will try to be like a stone in a raging river.
Come on, guys. We're close. We just need to keep moving.
No.
Penny. We are almost home free.
You are psychotic. You're following an imaginary thing.
No, he's not a thing. He's a man. And when you say it like that, I know it sounds like crazy, but it's not.
It sounds crazy any way you say it.
Look, guys, look. We are all spies or assassins or killers or whatever the hell Eli is, which I'm not sure, but this place is going to swallow us up unless we work together to get out of here, and we're so close. So who cares how we do it? Okay, there's a guy named Lark who only I can see, and he's the mastermind behind this escape, so what does it matter if you can't see him? Okay, let's debate this whole thing over a couple of beers when we're not in prison, you know, anymore, whatever. Or the other alternative is to turn around and go back to Dr. Bell. But I think we all know how that's gonna end up.
Alpha 1 moving through East Tunnel?
What did he say?
Eli, oh God, what was that?
I don't know, just chatterbox noises I heard in my head. 4 guards, KIA in pursuit of targets.
They're closing in on us.
Guys, we need to move. We need to move right now. Come on. We're going left.
Go left again.
Wait. Stop. Hold up.
Buy, sell, donate.
Nobody move.
Echo team, move!
They're gone.
They'll be back.
Okay, come on, let's move.
It's just up ahead, here. Right here. Right here. Stop. This is it.
No, wait, what? What is this? This is just a ladder.
So, what's your delusion saying?
He's saying that we should go up this ladder.
Seems like a bad idea. I don't think that's the way out.
It's a pit stop on the way out.
This wasn't a part of the plan, Lark.
It was always part of the plan.
Oh, God, crap. All right, here we go. We're going up.
This is stupid, and I hate this, and especially your stupid man on the inside.
She hates you and thinks you're stupid, wants you to know that.
I'm invisible, not deaf. Up we go.
Give me your hand.
What is this place?
Oh, it is cold. I've got no idea.
This way.
This is definitely not like Ravenholm.
It feels more like Area 51 or something.
Have you been? I have always wanted to visit there.
This is it. Behind those doors.
What's behind those doors, Lark?
You're gonna see something inside that may be confusing at first. But I promise, it'll all make sense. I'm sorry I couldn't tell you everything.
Okay, now I'm a little worried.
Open the door, Ivan.
What is that?
It looks like a person inside a high-tech coffin thing.
Oh my God. It's Lark.
Who is Mark?
Oh, come on. What a bunch of dicks making us wait. Such a cliffhanger, you know? Anyway, I wonder what's going to happen. All right. Well, We'll see you all next time on the final episode of American Idol. I'm just kidding. It's Classified. Should be a lot of fun.
Classified stars Wyatt Russell as Ivan, Brent Jennings as Lark, Oliver Cooper as Eli, Don Norwood as Calhoun, Edwin Hodge as Stringer, Monica Potter as Dr. Bell, Angela Serafian as Penny, Kyle Kinane as Jimbo, Holland Roden as Klepto Carol. Additional performances by Johnny Koster, Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Sam Littlefield, James Wellington, Gary Nohieli, LaShawn Clay, Jocelyn Ayana, Preston Hillier, Jalen Moore, Christina Ferraro. Created, written, and directed by Spencer Cohen and Anna Hallberg. Executive produced by Wyatt Russell, Spencer Cohen, Anna Hallberg, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yi Ling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor Brian Kessley. Assistant music editor David Tedeschor. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh. Additional engineering by Neely Oftering and Beatriz Neronia. Edited by Lauren Cabanas and Braden McCluskey. Additional editing by Sarah Ma. Sound design by Christoph Classe. Sound effects editor, Andrew Pomeroy. Additional sound effects editor, Eric Aaron. Mixed by Ben Milchev. Additional mixing by Sarah Ma. Casting director, Andrea Bunker. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Nicole Jolly. Production coordinators, Brandon Weisner, Bailey Grayson, Mike Brown, Connor Gianlorenzo Leach, and Anna Basha Yoko. Production assistants, Nathan Yan, Alexandra Batishi, Alexa Goldstein, and Connor Gianlorenzo Leach. Post coordinators, Rachel Yanover and Marlena Ma. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Danny Wedding, and Ashton Harold. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Classified is a Q Code production.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions. We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.